This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Now it's time to catch up with Jennifer Reid. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
So this week, the heart of food.
Yes, it's a food and lifestyle blog by Simon Park, who lives in Sydney. And Simon started this blog in February 2009 and uses it to share his passion for all things to do with food and food culture, both in Sydney and abroad.
Okay, what inspired Simon to start blogging?
Well, when I interviewed Simon, he said it was actually another popular Sydney food blogger, Helen Yee of Grab Your Fork, who inspired him. Apparently, Helen noticed that Simon's strong passion for food and food culture was coming out in all the comments he was making on her blog.
Yeah, that's cute.
I know. So she encouraged him to start his own. And it was a perfect thing to do considering his food passion and keen interest in photography. And he hasn't looked back. And Simon actually said that another food blogger, Susan Thye from Chocolate Susie, which I reviewed earlier.
A little while ago.
She also played a part in the development of his blog. And I just thought that's exactly why I love bloggers, Katrina, because most of them are just nice people willing to share their knowledge and encourage each other.
Yeah, that's so true. What will people find in the blog?
Well, Simon blogs about restaurant dining experiences, lifestyle activities centred around food culture, and some great recipes and exciting travel experiences. So there's a bit of everything in there. And when I first found The Heart of Food, I was particularly impressed with the amazing photos. And I later discovered that Simon's photography skills are no fluke, like mine are, because he's actually a part-time freelance photographer.
Okay.
So what I love too is that he's really willing to share his talent by running food photography classes in Sydney. So I'd love to attend one of those at some stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he tends to favour casual dining experiences and cuisines that incorporate shared dishes during meals, like Lebanese, Thai, Indian, and that sort of thing. So you'll find lots of recommendations for great restaurants that serve these cuisines, and they're great for people looking for somewhere to eat with a group. And my first impression of the blog is that it looked really professional, and I found out that Simon works in IT, so he does all the design work on the blog himself. And he's really talented, and I was actually impressed by a story he shared with me about when he was working at an animation production company a few years ago. And he said the company was involved in the making of the movie Happy Feet, which is a movie I love, which won an Oscar for Best Animated Film. And Simon apparently worked for the company at that time and had something to do with that production, and had the opportunity to hold the Oscar and have a photo taken with the director, George Miller.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's a pretty interesting guy, and, you know, he's got a pretty interesting life career-wise, and I thought that was rather brag-worthy.
Absolutely. So what have been the posts that have most made you salivate, Jen?
Well, there's been a few. There was a post a little while back called The Mad Hatter's Spring Picnic, and Simon recounts a gathering of Sydney food bloggers in this one. They went for a picnic in Centennial Park, and each blogger had to make their best dish to along to the picnic to share.
Pressure.
You can imagine the food that was there. They also had to come wearing a hat just to put a bit of a twist on it. So the amazing food ranged from cheese and broccoli muffins to lemon ricotta cheesecake with blueberries, and it was a feast for the eyes, so you can imagine how good it all tasted.
You're making me hungry now.
I know. And the creativity of food bloggers certainly came out in the array of the hats as well. So some of them were really wacky, and Simon's photos show, you know, how much fun they all had. And one of my favourite photos was of cupcakes, of course. So two bloggers actually made the exact same bright blue Cookie Monster cupcakes, which was so cute, with googly eyes made out of icing and a cookie stuffed in the mouth. So that was really cute. And what I also loved about this post was how Simon presented it. So he knew that every other food blogger who attended that day was going to be blogging about the same event. So he wanted to make his stand out. So he presented all the images in a comic book format. So I thought that was really clever.
That is clever. What else has he made or talked about that you wanted to eat?
This one that he did was an experiment using sweetened condensed milk to make a caramel sauce for using, you know, in cakes and biscuits or serving on ice cream. So what he does is use cooking times ranging from half an hour to 3.5 hours to see what consistency and colour changes occur. Mm-hmm. So he made a video to demonstrate the spreadability of each of the resulting sauces, which was really entertaining. So it actually made me laugh at the end because when it came to trying to spread the very last sauce, which he'd been cooking over 3.5 hours, it actually stuck to the knife and it wouldn't budge. And you see Simon swinging his knife around trying to get it off. So that was really funny. And he jokingly said it was so thick and putty-like that it could probably be used to stick a building together. So he wasn't serious, of course, but he did conclude that it was a bit too thick and bitter tasting for his liking.
Well, who would really want to cook their caramel sauce for 3.5 hours anyway?
Oh, exactly. It would have taken some patience. But he certainly showed that cooking can be lots of fun.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. No worries. All right, anything else?
Yeah, there was just one other good post that I really liked. It was called Australia's Biggest Morning Tea Launch. And he published this post in April this year. And Simon covered the launch of the Cancer Council's charity event, Biggest Morning Tea, which is to raise funds for cancer research. So I love this post because it helped raise awareness for a great cause, obviously. But I also loved the dramatic style of his photos, which made me feel like I was there in the crowd. Okay. So there were master chefs like Matt Moran and Callum Han, which is one of my favourite finalists from MasterChef Season 2, and they were doing cooking demonstrations. So Simon got some good shots of that. And I was really impressed by how Simon captured the appearance of the maestro of the macaron, he called him, Adriano Zumbo. Yeah. So, yeah, Simon's photos really caught the essence of all the excitement and the big names around the whole event. And he ended his post by encouraging readers to participate in the biggest morning tea events when they happen and to donate to this worthy cause, which is great.
Jen, we have to stop talking about food. I'm starving.
I know.
It's the wrong time of day.
It's too close to lunchtime, exactly. Katrina. I know.
All right. So what's the URL for this one?
Yeah, you can find it at theheartoffood.com and I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.